This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He kind of disappeared on me a little bit, but he's out there trying to make his company more known. And I think now they have turned the corner, and he's going to tell us about them raising money. We're talking no other than Marksman Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Also, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol MAH. They are a junior energy company, mostly out of the Ohio, the sands there. And here to tell us more about his company is the CEO and president of it, Mr. Archie Nesbitt. Archie, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Long time.
Great to be back.
Yeah, long time no hear.
Yes, we've had some delays in our go-forward program, but with the expertise we have put in place internally in the company and the professionals we have in Ohio, the consultants, we're about to turn the corner next week. And we're looking forward to an exciting, exciting rebound before the end of the year.
You know, like I said, you were on the show back in March of this year, 2018. Tell my listeners about your guys' new pioneering horizontal well drilling vertical markets and stuff like that. It's different than everybody else's. You guys right now are in a multiple stage out there in Ohio. Where are we at? When are we going to bring some oil up?
Okay, well, yes, we are pioneers. We're drilling a horizontal well in a formation that's had virtually no horizontal drilling in it. It's been avoided, but it's certainly the most prolific producer of beautiful, light Pennsylvania crude, 42 API oil in the state of Ohio. So it is a tremendous, tremendous resource, a tremendous reserve where the 50 to 70,000 old vertical wells got 3 to 5% of the oil. So this was picked up on by a couple of significant oil companies, and they started working on this a couple of years ago when we did. But one of them, Enervest, has now drilled 8 experimental wells, and you know, the consensus of opinion is a horizontal well will produce 12 to 15 times the amount of oil that a vertical well will produce. So we have lots of data on vertical wells, and now with the expertise from Enervest Drilling, from Marksman Drilling, these preliminary experimental wells, we have everything in place to really develop a very, very significant new oil reserve that encompasses hundreds of square miles in Ohio. And so with our well now being completed and brought into production in the next 2 weeks, Marksman is about to launch a major drilling program on its leases and on new leases we're going to get. So it's really a spectacular opportunity. It's the United States. Marksman's the only public company in the play. It's the only, of course, junior in the play. But we've been working on this for 2 years. We have the team in place now. We've put together in the last 2 years the engineers, the geologists, the landmen, and the production people. And so Marksman is going to launch its drilling program in about 2 weeks, when we brought our first experimental well into production.
You know, I wanted to ask you about private placement. You guys raised anywhere from $280,000 to $375,000. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, yes, we have. And, you know, this well should have been on production 4 or 5 months ago, and we had some mechanical problems downhole. We did a 14-stage hydraulic stimulation, frac stimulation. And we did the biggest frac that's ever been done in this formation. And unfortunately, there was a zone of structural weakness in the rock, and our casing ruptured. And we could not remove the plugs that were in there for the 12 plugs that were in there to do the multi-stage frac. So we tried and we did a bunch of experimental work, but now we've last week done a whipstock installation, and we've turned and come out of the casing and the well at 3,230 feet, and we're about to have a very large drill rig come on the property on Monday, next Monday, in a few days, to re-drill a horizontal leg into this heavily, aggressively fracked reservoir where we had oil to surface many times and gas to surface many times, and very significant off-the-scale gas kicks while drilling 2,000 feet of horizontal. So we have had extra expenditures. And although we are cash flow positive, we have five wells producing in Ohio. We elected to go to market and raise a little money to pay for the over expenditures on this well to get it completed. And yes, it was an oversubscribe. The last two financings we've done have not been much. There has not been much dilution, but they have been oversubscribed. And so the company is cash flow positive, but we want to keep it strong, and we want to be able to pay our bills as they come due, and not out of our future cash flow. So yes, we raised a little money with a lot with the same investors. A lot of insiders participated in this financing. And yes, we have now close to 100 million shares outstanding, but, you know, there's under 20 people have 70% of the company. So there's a very solid ownership, everyone with skin in the game, all of management, all the employees, all the directors, all have a lot of skin in the game, which investors need to know, and investors need to consider seriously when they invest in a junior company. And so most of the financing was done with existing shareholders.
Well, let me ask you this. We're fast approaching December. Is that going to deter your team about drilling? Where do we go from here?
No. We are ready to launch this. And, you know, in this game, you work 24/7. You have to. And holidays and time off, you take that when you can grab it. But we're ready to launch this. We bring this well on production next month. We expect information from the well within 10 days, 2 weeks, and we expect to have news releases. We drilled this well, 6 months ago. We had oil to surface many times. We're having oil come out of the well now. We have gas pressure on the well now, but we're going to drill into a very aggressively fractured reservoir that will produce a lot more gas and a lot more oil because of that stimulation, and we're going to drill into that, and we expect oil and gas to surface as we're drilling this new lateral starting next Monday, and so that will launch us into a whole new major drilling program because we will be successful with this well. And we have already 40 other locations. And we have a professional land team that's building our land position. EnerVest, after their eight wells, is talking about 700 horizontal wells in this formation. So we want to talk about the same thing. And these wells are under 2 million to drill, and we expect, based on them being horizontal, they will produce $20 to $25 million worth of oil and gas over their life. So if we can drill 100 or a few hundred or even more than that, this company will quickly and aggressively build itself into a mid-tier oil producer, and certainly it's going to be a very significant producer in Ohio. And and so we're ready to go. We've been held up for a few months. We built the team, built the play, built our land position, and taken advantage of the opportunities we've got. But no, we'll work through Christmas and really launch this company in the first quarter of 2019 as we get our story out, and with people like you helping us, and tell the investors of this fabulous investment opportunity in the United States, in Ohio, safest place you can be, and we get WTI at the tanks. The refinery buys our oil at the tanks. The refinery that buys our oil is our partner in this well. And so this is a special oil that they need for their purposes, for their specialty products. It's some of the greatest oil on earth, and we plan to be a major, major producer of this oil.
You've been listening to Archie Nesbitt. He is the CEO and president of Marksman Energy, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, trading around 11, 12 cents a share. Their ticker symbol is MKSEF. Also, you can find them on the TSX, trading under the ticker symbol MAH. We're kind of running out of time, but in closing, Archie, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
You know, I think the greatest thing is that we want them to know that these opportunities exist for them out there in the investment community. And this is America. This is made in America. This is the best American engineering and geological team in Ohio that's in this program. It's a great group of experienced people that have created natural resource companies their whole lives, and they have invested a lot of money in this company to make this happen, and it still represents a fabulous investment opportunity for investors in a junior company that's going to build itself very quickly into a significant oil and gas producer in a great environment. And oil is still $56 a barrel. It's bounced down, but it'll bounce back up, and the projections of over $100 a barrel are still there. So it's a really good investment opportunity for people to look at and consider. You know, 2019 is going to be a special year for us and for our investors and our people in Ohio.
For my listeners, take a look at him. You've been listening to Archie Nesbitt. He is the CEO and president of the company. Marksman Energy is a company that we've been highlighting here on Stock Day. Take a look at him on the OTCQB. You can find him under the ticker symbol MKSEF, or you can go to their website, marksmanenergy.com. Archie, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back here in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update after the first year and let us know what's going on in Ohio.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I hope to be back sooner than that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.